This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the No Name Podcast. It's your boy, Trey, and I'm always here with my co-host.
Sup, it's Dustin.
Hey, this is Jeremy. Today we have Caitlin again.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And I am so excited about this week's episode because we get to say Happy Halloween, which I don't know if Christians even supposed to say anymore.
Oh my goodness. I wanna be Happy Halloween.
You know I'm trying to be politically correct all the time. I don't want to get sent to hell today. Oh. Not on Halloween.
Spooky season.
right. And to me, I would love to approach a couple of subjects, but let's start off with Halloween first. Just your views on it, but then let's kind of dive into the Salem witches. Let's talk about some stuff that normally scares people, and then of course, you know, we like to deal with the theories, aka conspiracy theories. So I want to talk about some things I think was happening during that that time frame that really sparked the killing of a lot of innocent women, particular women. I thought that was always funny too. Not funny, sorry. It's not funny that those women died, but the funny that it was not one man that died because of the Salem witch trials, and we'll get into that a little bit.
If you Wikipedia it, it says women, men, and children.
It's a lie.
I don't really believe
that's Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Yeah. So just for the record, in case anybody doesn't know, I'm just going to say it. I mean, I think it's widely known.
You can't
Wikipedia try. Is written by you and me.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Wait, you guys invented Wikipedia. No, I'm just kidding.
It's written by people. The people. Okay. Whoever the people are, you can submit literally whatever you want to Wikipedia. Hey. So, I mean, Wikipedia is pretty much just Reddit. It's literally a monitored Reddit. I mean, honestly. So I just want to throw that out there in case anybody who's getting their actual news from Wikipedia, just know it's a monitored by whoever, I guess, is the owner of Wikipedia is monitored by them. Yeah, Wiki. it's approved by them, Reddit. So, you know, online forum. But anyway, go ahead, Trey.
So don't trust Wikipedia is what Jeremy's trying to do.
Right, I agree.
I'm not saying everything on there is wrong. I'm just saying.
What you mean? Jeremy, come on. The greatest commercial of all time, and I don't want to get too far on this, was by State Farm. And the guy says, oh, I saw this on the internet. And the guy says back to him, well, you know, you can't believe everything you see on the internet. And this is before the internet became big.
Right.
Like, what, like, you know, we rely on it now. And I every time I think about somebody saying, yeah, I read this on the internet, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that commercial was such a foreshadowing commercial. Those people don't fact check.
Okay. I mean, that's how they talk about capping in my house is, oh, what, did you read that on the internet?
Yeah.
You know, one of my kids will say something, they're like, oh, what, did you read that on the internet?
Like, right. Like, you can trust the internet. Like,
exactly. That's
so yeah, so like, okay, Halloween. Now, from a Christian standpoint of view, right, we've reclaimed Halloween, which is Halloween is it was celebrated. It has a lot of different meaning culturally, but the general idea came from probably like the Celtics or some kind of everything from Christianity is borrowed from pagans, by the way, for the most part. And one of the things that it was to celebrate the end of the harvest. So this November the 1st date, so that would be October the 31st. And they believed in that culture that it was an opportunity that you can really talk to dead folks, and they will have these huge elaborate bonfires where they would kind of help. And I didn't know this part, ward off evil spirits. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't necessary to bring in evil. It was to ward off, because they believed that in this time frame, they just wanted to probably talk to folks that they know, loved ones, but they didn't want the evil spirits to sneak in, which I was like, that makes sense. That sounds like some stuff we've kind of heard about and talked about. And I'm trying to figure out what is y'all take on do y'all celebrate Halloween? How does that look for you?
Also, don't forget on what you're saying, the heels of it is November 1st was also considered All Saints Day. So that, you know, do you know anything?
Like, so All Saints Day was started by who?
So it was the next day after you warded off the evil spirits. The next day was the day that you basically was what they called All Saints Day, which is where it was basically like the reconditioning for the next year.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that part. Thank you. I was just talking about the evil part of it. So thanks, Jeremy, for breaking in.
Yeah, anytime. Anything I can do to help. Yeah.
But yeah, what do y'all think about Halloween? Do you celebrate? Do you do anything? You know, most of us got children in the room. So, I mean, all of us got children in the room. Maybe when I claim them, but like we got children, and do you let your kids participate? So I think it's three questions I'm asking. How do you feel about it? How do you celebrate it if you do? And do you let your kids kind of do something, dress up? You'll be like some. There's an argument and debate about this definitely within the Christian realm, but I'm sure a lot of people feel something towards it. So what do y'all feel?
Which way you want to go? You want to start there?
Whoever's feeling lucky.
I mean, I like Halloween. I've always loved Halloween. I let my kids participate in Halloween. They can dress whatever they want to dress as, go get candy, whatnot, whatever.
So you don't see it as nothing?
I don't see it as anything bad, but I feel like that image has been portrayed on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Like it started with people wanting to connect with their past loved ones or connect with the spirits on the other side of the veil and this, you know, that sort of thing. But I also think that a lot of people didn't realize they can do that at any time. Right. They don't have to have that one specific day for it, but it's no different than,
I'm pretty sure if you show up at somebody's door looking for candy,
we're not talking about,
it could get a little weird.
The candy part of it was introduced.
I'm pretty sure that's only one day a year.
The candy part.
I heard you was giving out Kit Kats.
Like, that was yesterday, bro. Today.
I was going to say, I don't think it's any different, though, than them choosing a certain day to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I did.
We're going to use this day right here of the year to celebrate. That's what they do with that. But it's been portrayed to be
negative.
And I don't really think it was intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there were people who used that day probably communicate with spirits that weren't good spirits. So
you want to go ahead, Caitlin, on your take on it?
Well, I would let my child go and participate in Halloween, dress up, whatever she wants. Here recently, somebody told me their child was dressing up as like an artist, and I just thought that was the weirdest thing. They wanted to dress up as like Morgan Wallen or somebody like that. And I'm like
a celebrity artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to me, that was just so weird because Halloween, you're supposed to dress up as like something that isn't normal.
Fiction.
Yeah, fiction. Right. And I always participate in Halloween too. I dress up also with my daughter, and I'll walk around the neighborhood And of course, my costume of choice every year is a witch.
Shout out to Mom Dukes.
Right. Mm. So my daughter really loves that. I asked her this year if she wanted to, what she wanted to dress up as. She's like, Mom, I think I just want to hand out candy this year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Like, oh. Made that transition.
You don't mind me asking, how old is your daughter?
She's 9.
Oh, yeah.
She's 9.
Yeah. I've got a 12-year-old dressing up this year, so.
And I'm just like, well, I'm still going to dress up.
It's like, Mom, you're not cool anymore. Sorry.
Right. I was like, I don't care. I'm cool. I'm always cool. What are you talking about?
Well, kind of. Our stance on it has always been, you know, part of the thing about Halloween is, you know, a lot of people like to worship the devil and all that stuff, that kind of thing. So, you know, for us, we let the kids dress up. We're probably the ones that are dressed up as Morgan Wallen and whatnot. I think last year my son dressed up as Marshmallow, just wanted to be Marshmallow, you know, so, but...
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know, I'll let them dress up, but, you know, they understand that we're not doing demonic things.
Yeah.
So we're not doing witches. We're not doing, you know, things like that. We're just kind of, we participate in the going to get free candy piece of it, you know, and the more of just the fun kid side of it, you know, and just kind of leave that piece out of it. That's just kind of the way that, you know, I think I dressed up probably once as a kid, you know, that was something that we just didn't do. So I kind of missed out on that as a child, you know, not going to say I missed out. I mean, I don't really care too much about it. I mean, look at me. I never had a lull in getting candy. So I wasn't really missing out too much in it. But, you know, the thing is like, you know, I think that, you know, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, you know, where's your heart in that, it kind of makes the difference. And so, you know, I'm pretty big on not playing in the devil's playground,
yeah,
is what I tell my kids. You know, I'm like, you know, you don't want to dabble in the devil's playground. You know, they tell me to shut up at this point because, yeah, I probably say it so many times, you know, but, you know, I'm funny about that. You know, just there's certain things that I'll watch that I'm like, I need to turn that off, or, you know, you know, like when I was talking about when we went to New Orleans, I was like, ugh, you know, I just, yeah, do not like the feeling here. You know, I just kind of get different, you know, things. And, you know, some of that, when you get into some of the dark, dark side of things, I just kind of, I try to steer away from it. So, you know, like I said, as far as Halloween goes, my kids don't really know anything about, you know, the real meaning of it per se. They just know it's a fun day that they get to dress up. They get to, you know, run around the neighborhood or whoever's neighborhood we go to. You know, as I've gotten fatter and older, me and their mom just ride around on a golf cart and just make sure nobody's, you know, getting out of hand or, you know, trying to take off with my kids in some sort of weird, you know.
Let me check that apple, make sure there's no razor blades.
Man, that's real. Well, now you have to check your stuff for fentanyl. Jeez. I mean, you know. I mean, it's not even a joke anymore. It's like, literally.
Jeremy's actually checking the bags to see if there's anthrax.
Anthrax tonight.
I mean, you know, it's weird what people will do to their kids, you know, or to other people's kids, you know, in the name of Halloween or whatever. But so that's kind of where we're at on that. So like my daughter, she's 12. I keep waiting on her to say, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. And this year she's like, I want to be a skeleton. I'm like, all right, well, you be a skeleton, right, you know? Hmm. So that's what she's doing. I don't know what the boys are doing yet, but that's where we're at, you know, with all that. So.
And I have not celebrated Halloween in the traditional sense since I was probably about like kindergarten. I have been at church ever since then. Like it got switched to like Hallelujah Night.
Hey, the one time I said that I did participate in it was a church event, and I was dressed as Moses.
Oh,
and
that's a very spiritual view.
They took our dog, and my mom hot glued like these, put like a shirt on him, and like hot glued all these cotton balls on him. So he was my little sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was interesting.
Yeah. I've been at church ever since, and it's called my former church is called Hallelujah Night, and it went from you play games for candy. And then it went from there to like, it got bigger, of course, then it became a carnival, and then it became just really like just, then they call it like the fall, like right now we got the fall festival.
Yep.
But they, at my old church, it's still Hallelujah Night. And they pray, they hand out tracts. They have like, so then when I was a youth pastor, what I did was I this is over here laughing. And then so when I became a youth pastor, it was nothing for the teenagers to do because all these games were like kid games, like
right.
children games, like fifth grade and under. I said, you know what? I am a horror freak fanatic, and I literally went to the local morgue or funeral home. I said, can I borrow a casket? And they said yes. They let me borrow a casket.
What?
I took the, I
didn't know that.
I got it, yeah.
You could borrow a casket.
Well,
if you're Trey, you can borrow a casket.
Well, jeez.
I told them what I was trying to do with it.
Like, you got a floor model? Or
I don't know what they gave me.
Is it used?
I picked it up by myself, and I did not care. I don't care. About, I took a picture. I was going to find a picture, and I'm like, yeah, the back. Like, yeah, I got a
did casket. You lay in it?
No, he was like, I don't do that. See,
Mom,
that smells weird. That's energy, bro.
See, my wife was telling me how weird I was because I said, I bet those things are comfortable.
I bet they are.
I said, you know, you look at one of those, man, it's just all
it's
puff.
Like,
it's, you know, it's
no,
all puff.
No, it's I'm like it's
I'd
like
lay
the
down
walker.
In it.
No, you don't. No, you don't do that.
I would lay down in it.
It's like the walker. You ever hear people say, don't play with a walker because you'll break your leg? No,
I love riding in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
I'm weird.
I've heard the same thing though.
This is you can play with a wheelchair all day. The casket, no. Okay.
I would just lay it.
Look, I see these things coming up on Sam's Club's website all the time. It's like,
they just want you to be prepared. That's it.
Hey, like $800, I'm like, hey, babe, just buy my casket from Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. There ain't no need to drop $10,000 on some box going in the ground. So mm-hmm. just get me the Sam's Club special.
I would have really loved when I was in high school, I would have really loved, and I think Caitlin can attest to this how I was back then, that I would totally have done it. If I could have,
as your youth pastor, I would have said no. You can. Be the, the reason I got the casket. Well, we did a haunted Christian version of a haunted house, and in it we had like these kids die, and then you go through this dead kid's experience, and whether they go to heaven or hell, and at the end they always go to hell. Hey, I'm trying to. Y'all know my theme is I'm trying to scare the kids. I'm trying to. I say it
scared
on,
straight, baby.
I'm trying to scare them to Jesus. Okay,
scare the hell out of them.
If it doesn't work, then at least I tried. Jesus can say he did try to get you right. Okay, it became a thing. It became really popular. So the night, like we were supposed to end at 9 o'clock, we may not end till 11 o'clock at night because the line was so long.
Oh wow!
And it was like four or five stages. It was really intense. It was a script that I wrote.
Yeah, it was called like Revelation Trail.
Tribulation Trail and stuff like that.
Yeah,
mine's is not that intense. It wasn't. There's a, you know, the one we're about to go to is like, you know, about end times. This had nothing to do with end times. This is if you died. It was very Christian basis. Like you go to, you know, like that. So the kid, okay, it's like the kid would die. Then they would like, oh wow, what is this? And then so this, I had like four. I did this like 5 or 6, 7 years. So like,
did one, you write it?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Nice.
So so one would be end times, and then one was the one I'm talking about where I had to get the casket. It was this kid died and they go to heaven. And God is like, I don't know you. And everyone's like, wait, what?
Ooh.
And then, and I use kids from the church who were like, I wouldn't say popular, but leaders in the church, like youth kids. Like these are the kids you see on stage. Like, and
depart from
yeah,
me.
None of them made it. So yeah. I think that resonated with the kids. They was like,
If he ain't making right. it, I definitely right. ain't.
Exactly.
everything was so intentional. And then, so they get kicked out of heaven. And you get to see how beautiful it is. And normally in the past, we always had hell in the biggest room. And a parent says, why is it always like this? Heaven is like this small closet.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, well, because a lot of people ain't going. And
you're kidding. One of them.
Right. So we switched it one year.
This isn't a participation trophy.
Right. So we switched it one year. And what happened is the kid would go to heaven, get dismissed. Kind of like, you know, they do it in Revelation, in Tribulation Trail. And then you just go to hell. And in hell, we had, the actors, the demons, the demon kids in hell, I felt so, we kept them with bottled water because it stayed at 90 degrees in there.
Ooh.
So they was in there like, and we rotated them out, and they was like, oh, thank you. Because we had to, when people, it would be so cool and felt so good in heaven. But if, when I went in there to check on them, I was like, I got to sit in here with y'all because one of y'all going to pass out and I have to be able to explain it. Like, why? So I've never even, and so now I'm stuck between, my daughter now is obsessed with Halloween. Like, really? She, like so on, like, we do her learning shows and on, and then Halloween is always right now, it's popping up a lot on my feet. She's like, oh yes, Halloween, Halloween. And she knows about vampires. She knows about zombies. She like, she was like, ooh, I see a ghost.
Well, she's
and,
your child.
Yeah. I don't even get mad at it. I'm like, and she's like, daddy, are you, can you be the zombie today? And, but see, here's the issue with that, which she bit a person at school recently. Mm. And she's like, I was being a vampire. I was like,
oh no.
I was like, oh crap. Like, this is bad parenting. And I told her, I said, she's been
parent of the year award.
Right. I was like, she's being a vampire. We just gotta, now I had to kind of like discipline her, that out of her. Cause she's like, I said, do you bite people? She said, yes. I was like, no, you don't. But I'm a vampire. Well, don't be a vampire at school.
Yeah.
Right. Then you can't bite anybody else. Right. But I just, it's interesting because, like, even when they say how Trick and Treat started, I think a lot of Christians look.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Look at some of the rituals, and it didn't become a thing until the 1800s, really, for Halloween to start becoming bad. Like, as far as an American sense of it being bad, because then that's when you start people saying, this is demonic. This is not right. But then if you look, if you kind of fast forward through history, you see like this everything good in the 1950s. The 1950s, like, oh, we can make money off this.
Yeah.
And they brought it back, trick-or-treating, because the idea was trick-or-treating was, if you look at it historically, it was like the representative of the dead and ghost and begging. It's a spiritual thing. And so I think a lot of people look at trick-or-treating, even now, even though we're getting candy, as evil. Can y'all ever see trick-or-treating as evil?
No.
Well, I mean, no.
I have never looked at trick-or-treating as evil.
Even though you was getting razor blade candy.
I never got razor.
I mean, that's you. Sorry. That's you. But, you know, people put fentanyl in the candy.
Maybe. You never know.
I look at it as that can happen at any time. It doesn't have to happen on Halloween.
They're not going to do that at Walmart candy. You think somebody would do that?
Dude, have you ever seen what people have done to the ice cream and haven't you ever seen that when people are like licking ice cream and stuff like that and putting it back? Pulling the lid off, licking ice cream, putting it back on the, like, I'm telling you, like, people do weird stuff. Like, you have to watch everything. Like, you know, I mean, literally when you're, what Dustin's talking about is true. Like, I mean, that could literally happen. Like, all it takes is somebody with a syringe to be able to poke something into anything in the grocery store and boom, you're done. Like, done.
This is not happening at Whole Foods.
Nope. Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear it. I got to go to grocery shopping tomorrow. And now my brain is going to be stuck on like, nope, I got to
check for pinholes.
I can't see a needle hole.
I mean, even if it's not happening at the grocery store, it could be happening wherever it came from.
So that's
true story.
Wherever
Coca-Cola
manufacturing it from, somebody could have put something in there. We would never know until
sneezed on it or something,
you know. Killing people.
It could happen anywhere.
So your argument against those radical Christians who say this is the devil's holiday is, you know, they say, hey, you can get poison candy.
I look at it as somebody saying it's the devil's holiday as saying you were taught that it's the devil's holiday for a reason.
What would be that reason? What would be the beneficial reason?
Same thing with everything else. Is they wanted to manipulate society into believing a certain way.
Well, also on Halloween, what I've heard is like the veil between our reality and where the spirits reside is the thinnest, and that's why they are able to communicate with the dead
more easily.
How do people know that? How do you know when the thinnest?
If we look back at the original original meaning behind Halloween and what it stood for and everything, way back then. then yeah, that's probably where it originated in meaning, and then it got changed over time, like you said.
You're making a good point, because I'm looking up here and I just see something. The definition of Halloween comes from the Middle or Old English word. This is about to blow your mind. Holy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And saint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So somewhere down the line, it got switched.
Yeah, because they want us to have fear.
Fear. Well, like what is the, like I don't understand. Like, I guess
the fear of knowing the truth.
That is so that that's what am I supposed to be fearing? This demons? Like that's the part. Like, why turn something holy-ish based on his definition here? Everybody's own. Come from me.
That goes back to what we were talking in the last episode of certain people are given gifts, or everyone is given gifts, and some people know they have a gift and some don't, but people are afraid of their gift. If that gift is given to you by God, why are you afraid? It's just like this. If Halloween is originally a holy day.
To connect with angels, spirits, demons, whatever.
Trick-or-treating. The tradition of trick-or-treating comes from the practice of guising or souling, where the poor used to would dress up and go door to door asking for food or money. Watch this. In exchange for prayers.
Hey, wow.
Children later adopted tradition and began dressing up and singing songs like Christmas caroling to receive offerings, money.
I'm gonna tell my kids, what's one keep of the candy, get the money.
You want to hear something? Listen. You want to hear something else that may blow your mind?
Blow it.
What's one of the biggest poisons that was ever made, ever created by man for the human body?
Sugar.
Oh, I was like chemotherapy. sugar. Not, but it is crack.
Sugar.
It is crack. Yeah. Okay, I don't care what anybody. It's legalized crack.
So think about it. Let's replace prayers with sugar.
This is crazy to me.
To our children. To who? Our children.
I know where it went wrong yet. This way we're wrong. I'm reading another thing I'm saying. Before pumpkins, people carved turnips to remember deceased souls. That's what people didn't like. Turning the turnips into deceased souls. You just, it's too far.
You could touch anything, just don't touch my turnips.
Don't mess with the turnips. And then for deceased souls, can you, I don't cook or anything. Can you carve a turnip?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I think of a turnip.
I've done it before.
Like carved it, like a pumpkin?
Yeah. It's more of like a shaving. Like we made like shrunken heads out of turnips.
You do realize, like from the last episode, you're not helping yourself right now. I probably had like
I'm trying.
5% of Christians like, oh, these people just misunderstood. Now this episode, I'm like, no.
It was just a creative thing to do.
No.
Around a candlelight, you know.
Now people gonna lean in like your mom's like, I think she may be a witch.
Oh yeah, we can't forget all of the candles in a circle while we're carving.
Oh my god!
No, oh my goodness. I'm just kidding.
Is she? see, this is a very interesting thing because I don't think. Okay, we have at our church we had an experience, and I think you heard a little. Somebody told me you heard a little bit about the experience that we've had. And one of the things that in talking to this individual, they said was, what's the next thing we're going to do? We're going to be celebrating Halloween. And I was like, what's wrong with celebrating? Like, it's some stuff in my head. If you can't tell me biblically where it's wrong.
I mean, it goes back to what I said at the beginning of this is it's all in what your heart is when you're in that position. You know, what are you trying to, you know, if you're considering it a holiday, quote unquote holiday, what are you celebrating? Mm. What are you doing?
So no matter if you dress up, do whatever, as long as your heart is like, I want free candy.
That's what my kid's heart is. I mean,
I think most kids dress their heart
any different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, literally that's what their heart is. They want to dress up. They want to have fun. They want to hang out with their cousins. They want to go get some candy.
So what,
I mean, that's literally.
So you said something early, like this is the day where the veil between our world and the shadow world or ghost world realm is the thinnest. So for those people, there may be people out there, right, who's meeting at some kind of weird abandoned house with the circle candles and what's the star called?
The
pentagram. And you probably, you can't answer those questions. Like, you gotta let.
I was going to go with Star David, but you know.
Dude, when you said it so quick, the people are like, I'm telling you, somebody is writing notes from the last few episodes.
And there's like lots of research.
I believe you. I've met you. I've had conversations. I would not agree with those people who may say that, but I'm saying you're not helping the case either. But like, let's say there are people, I think it may be people, which I'll say it is people who are using this holiday for a complete bad evil.
There are.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
And the ones that changed this way of looking at it knew that. They know that. They know that there's people out there that do that on this day. So they're going to say, okay.
But isn't the same people we would say that they, wouldn't we say that they are part of that group?
Part of what group?
You know, the group that may be sacrificing people and eating people and stuff. Having these weird, crazy sex parties and stuff.
What I'm saying is if we know, you just looked it up.
Yeah.
Halloween is supposed to be a holy day.
Mm-hmm.
They're not holy. I mean, we already know they don't go in that direction.
Let me lean in with you right. They're drinking blood and sacrifice people, you know, Illuminati type stuff, right? Mm. Wouldn't it benefit them not to create this day as evil but good?
I don't believe in good. Why would that benefit them to have a good day?
Kind of shoo off.
So part of the, from a I hate to say it, but, you know, like religious standpoint is that, you know, the people you're talking about, if my kids are going out and dressed up as Marshmallow or Morgan Wallen or whoever, okay, if they're participating in it, then they're participating in it. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, a lot from a religious standpoint, there's a lot of super religious people that feel that if you even participate in it, even if your heart is just to go get candy, if you're participating in it, then you are just, you're on the same level as those people who are sacrificing and drinking the blood and all that stuff. And I mean, you should know that, right?
Right.
I mean,
so even if you do an altar, like my church, would you say those super conservative folks, we do Hallelujah Night or Trunk and Treat?
Yeah.
They would say, that's just, you're
just as bad.
Wow.
Right, just as bad. Like, you're telling me you've never run into anybody like that before?
Most of the Christians I know are kind of level-headed. Like, yeah, we don't necessarily want to dress up as demons and witches and stuff like that. But we can, you know, you can come as a princess or you know, Aladdin. We don't care. but from the community, it was like, hey, you know, we want to wear costumes. And he said, no demons, no zombies, no. So we had a rule list, and you won't get candy for that. But everything else was open. And, you know, so, like, if you came as Superman, nobody said him. Spider-Man, nobody said him. No one cared. Because it's all fake.
Yeah.
I guess we would be definitely on the list.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, there's literally so many, you know, there's so many super religious people, you know, that are like, if you do any of it, you're just as guilty.
Mormons.
I don't even know. I don't know what their stance is. I'm just saying.
I'm just joking.
Maybe.
It may be that they don't celebrate.
I'm just making a joke about it. I mean, I shouldn't.
I mean, you might be right on. You might be on the mark. I don't know.
I don't think they do.
But honestly, if you go back to what you said, original Halloween was meant for, where they, you know, they would build the bonfires and they would to ward off evil spirits and communicate with the past dead there. That's actually a not bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
To communicate with the dead?
Communicating with the dead to pay your respects to them. You can actually speak to your loved ones that passed on, and you're building a bonfire to ward off the spirits, because fire is, I mean, purifies.
So, but if you're saying in a memorial state, I think people will feel good. But if you're saying that in a worship state, I think that's
not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, that. I think that's the difference.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you're sitting down on Halloween and you're not building a bonfire, or you're building a bonfire, but you're building a pentagram with candles and you're doing a seance, then those are the people that
come to me, evil one.
Those are the people that are actually behind the redirection of Halloween,
of making it more evil-ish space.
Right, because they at that point they've completely changed what Halloween is about. It's no longer a holy day. It's about this, because we want to take the spirituality of the good spirituality out of it. We don't want any of that in it.
Let me bring it home for what both of you are talking about. What Dustin's saying is that the reason that they've changed it into, you know, trick or treating and all this other stuff and tried to make it okay goes back to what I was saying, is that that's why they would want to do that, is because it goes back to the super religious people. The more people you get to participate, you know, because they've kind of washed it down, then the more people you have taking part of it, which, you know, furthers that agenda specifically.
So you mean like bamboozling people to participate?
Exactly.
Bamboozling people.
Exactly.
It's almost like saying too, like, yeah, let me trick these people into thinking
it's okay.
And to actually changing what you believe without you knowing that I changed what you believe.
Because if Halloween is a holy day, then you're not going to get as many people participating.
I made it no longer a holy day, and you didn't even recognize it.
Okay, so like for instance, everything I keep looking up that revolves around Halloween is nothing bad. It's a jack-o'-lantern. It's to ward off evil spirits.
Yeah. That's great.
I see nothing wrong with that. I may keep jack-o'-lanterns in my house year-round.
Isn't that why people bless their houses and they put,
we anoint our houses.
Exactly.
I need to re-anoint the house.
That's right. I'll take some of that.
Maybe if I had a couple of jack-o'-lanterns, I would have been all right.
You know, some Hobby Lobby. Right.
I need to buy them on sale when I get off and light them year-round. Like, you know, you have, yes, I'm celebrating Halloween year-round now. Are you evil? Yes. No.
I was going to say earlier, like, what I would have loved to have done when I was in high school, and I was saying she could have attested to this, how I was in high school, I would have loved to have drove a hearse as my car to school every day.
Did you ever watch that show 6 Feet Under?
No.
Yeah, it's an old HBO show. You should watch it.
I would have loved to have done it.
It's amazing. So
you pretty much wanted to be a Ghostbuster in high school.
No, I just thought I'd drive around.
What did they drive?
I was one of those dudes.
Well, in Six Feet Under, the family owned a funeral home.
And that's what
like,
he had to
drive. The old school funeral home where they actually lived in the home.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then the basement was like the mortuary. Yeah. So, but the daughter, you know, they had like the old hearse that they retired because they bought a new one. So she drove that around as her car.
See, I would do it just to freak people out at school. We had another cousin. He would do it just because he just wanted to drive a hearse.
Brian, he drove a hearse all the time.
Yeah.
just for fun.
Yeah. Just because he wanted that to be his everyday driver. I mean,
that's not. I would really like to meet you. My brain right now is like, why?
Why kill your social career
in high school?
I'm going to take you up on that offer of coming up there to treasure hunt with us.
Where? The mountains? Where? On that land? Yeah. I don't know, man. Hey, talking to you. Like, okay.
On Halloween?
I'm definitely not doing it on Halloween.
Do it on Halloween.
No.
On Halloween in the dark?
No way. It got to be, if anything, noon. I mean, farthest away from midnight. Noon. And I got a strong 2 hours out of me before I'm like.
No, because we need to make sure that it's on a night where there's a full moon.
That's even worse. No. you know, like full moons, when it's a full moon, it's out all day. So we can channel whatever y'all trying to channel that in noon. When I can see.
Anyway,
I don't think you need a metal detector for that. I think you need one of those little box things. You know, with meter on it. You know,
no, I'm bringing all my crosses. No. Yeah.
If we're gonna talk about boxes, I just need to get
paranormal activity.
No, I need to get one of those prism boxes what's his name had in the movie. What was the name of that movie? Hellraiser. Prism from Hellraiser.
No, I just need crosses. I need my holy oil.
You probably pull out a rosary if you had to.
I have one. I have one in my car. I keep it with me. I contribute that for me not getting in accidents.
There you go.
Keep it with me. So I'm just letting you know. I got all my stuff I need. It won't work against Bigfoot, but the spiritual world, I'm ready for. But yeah, I think it's really interesting that Christians have taken Halloween. And so far, I mean, okay, I guess we can soft lobby into this. I think because when people think about Halloween, and I'm probably going to look it up while we look at some of these answers here, is how do you get other stuff that is associated with Halloween, like zombies and witches and warlocks? Then how does that come into it? Because we know we'll transition into the Salem witch trials a little bit, but then like I think that's the issue that people may have is how, in what do y'all think about that? Like witches on Halloween or, you know, the Satan stuff that I think that people, most Christians are like, ew.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know what all the Satan stuff could be following. So
as far as the Salem witch trials go, I think that was just a bogus, a horrible thing.
Well, you know that the Salem witch trials, they say that the people were acting weird. Okay.
They were.
And then when they, no, literally. Okay. So, but then they contributed, you know, from history that there was something in the rye bread.
Rye bread. Yeah, it could be.
So there was like some sort of, what do they call that? Like a bacteria in the rye. So when they were actually making the rye bread, it was making people sick. And it wasn't like a throw up sick. It was a like a hallucinogenic sick, right, sort of, you know, that was causing them to act different. And that's what supposedly they say why they even started going down that trail of these people are witches is because they were, you know, kind of like hallucinating.
Yeah.
And then eating more bread and hallucinating more and eating more bread. So, so that was part of the reason why they actually took that on as, and again, if it wasn't population control, which I mean, it could have been, who knows? I mean,
and for those who don't know, Salem witch trials happened in 1692 in this span of a couple of years. And these are the reasons, this is how you can get in that time frame identified as a witch. Reason number one, Jeremy just said it, strange behavior.
Yeah.
Any girl that had strange fits, visions, or claimed, or somebody said they was claimed by the, possessed by the devil.
We're not talking J.D. Vance weird, right?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
He probably would have been weird. He would have been. No,
actually, yeah, they would have said he was a witch.
I don't know, man. He's a very strange individual. I don't think he had a lot of friends, like ever in his life. Like, because like this guy is weird. That's
what I keep hearing.
Yeah, strange.
In all honesty, in the 1600s, during that time period, anything that he had said he experienced, they would have called.
Oh, yeah, I'd have been dead.
Yeah, he would have been dead.
Oh, yeah, okay, too, for sure.
We would have been, for sure.
Number two, hey, this is funny to me. This is a little funny. Doctors diagnose, a doctor could diagnose the girl with bewitchment, which was considered a legitimate diagnosis at the time.
Yeah.
So you go to the doctor with a cold. You've been bewitched.
Well, I think
they've got TB. They're coughing up blood.
This is a witch.
I think it's like the doctor couldn't explain.
Yes.
Like they couldn't explain what was happening, or they couldn't get them better, and they're like, "Oh, if I can't get them better, you've been bewitched."
This is like the 60s. Is penicillin even made yet? No. Like this—that is horrible. That the doctor has a say-so? I couldn't figure her out, so she must be a witch.
What was horrible was, it's almost like that game where somebody whispers something in your ear and let's get it around the room and see how many times a story can change.
Yeah, telephone.
Yeah, it's almost like telephone. So if it became mass hysteria almost where they're a witch. So it's, like you said, anything that they couldn't explain, this person's a witch. If I was in cahoots with Jeremy, okay, let's say I had an affair with
him. That's one of the reasons, too.
Spread of hysteria. Yeah. If I had an affair, and
he did not have an affair, by the way. This is an example.
Let's say I had an affair, and my wife finds out. Okay. I'm going to say, okay, she bewitched me. She put a spell on me that made me have an affair with her. She's a witch. That's why I had an affair. I really don't have any feelings for her. She put a spell on me. She's a witch. The whole town would say she's a witch.
Yeah, 1692.
They're going
out. If you said that now, your wife would say,
you a lie?
But that's where a lot of that probably can't happen.
Well, at the Salem witch trials, they use spectral evidence to convict people. So, like, somebody could just come in and be like, I've been sick or I've been irritable or whatever, and this person gave me a hard time and in the alleyway, and I just know that I have a feeling
that they're the reason why they're a witch.
Yeah, and they would just come to the court and say that, and they would be believed.
I'm gonna hit y'all with one because this is like y'all lining them up for me. Is I don't know why this is not a dish. Probably shouldn't be a dish, but nevertheless, if you nickname a dish a witch cake, witch cakes were a neighbor suggested that a bake. Or that the girl baked them a witch cake using the girls. Here you go. This is where it gets very interesting. The girl's urine to identify supernatural causes for the illness. So the girl will have to pee in something, and it will, I guess, I don't know if she peed in the cake.
What?
Or I'm reading the reasons.
Is this on Wikipedia?
No. He's in Wikipedia. A neighbor suggests that baking a witch cake using the girl's urine to identify the supernatural cause. So they would get the girl's pee, bake a cake in it, and then I guess if the cake didn't hold, she's a witch.
Just sounds like they're trying to find a reason to kill people. Yeah. I mean,
think about it. If I'm a guy, if I'm a guy in 1692, and I I am a suitor for this girl. I think she's very attractive, but she doesn't want anything to do with me. She's a witch.
Yep.
Because I am good looking, and no one, all the other girls.
Happened to a lot of them. And, you know, they would interrogate them, which means they would, they'd have like two or three, five men interrogating this girl until she confessed she was a witch. The way they interrogated her is they beat the hell out of her until she finally confessed she was a witch.
They would tie them to chairs.
Bridget Bishop was the first woman killed, too.
I guess we all know something about the Salem witch trials. You know, they even taught about it in school, you know, at least when I was in school a little bit. So here's a question. So I've seen from as low as 50 to as many as 2,000. How many people were killed during the Salem witch trials? Because if you Google it, you see literally anything from 50 to 2,000. I haven't seen anything lower. I haven't seen anything higher.
Yeah,
I mean, does anybody actually know? Like, what's your theory on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I just Googled it because it was a year long. They at least starting number was 20. You said 20, right?
Yeah. Well, I said 50. 50? I've seen 50, as low as 50. Is there as low as 20?
Yeah, it's at least 20 people were executed from, and that's just at least, because, you know, they didn't keep records like that. And they, most of these people were hung, obviously, but then it goes, I'm reading another.
Well, what about the burnings? Because there's definitely.
They didn't burn people.
That happened in Denmark.
Yeah. They didn't burn people at the Salem witch trials.
They just hanged them.
They
would hang them in trees. Do you know why they would hang them in trees?
To make an example?
It's a big thing for me. I don't know.
Because they didn't want to waste the money on building the gallows. They didn't want to waste the lumber and stuff on a witch to hang them properly. They hung them in trees and left them.
Oh, they didn't get them down. What?
So how many did you see? You saw 20?
And then the next number I see is 200.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, if you look hard enough, you'll even find as high as 2,000. I haven't seen as high as I haven't seen anything higher than 2,000.
Shoot, I just see what. Well, you said 2,000?
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is from this. It's called PIM.org. I would have to dive into like its legitimacy. They said 100,000 people were tried for witchcraft, like just on trial.
Right.
And then they said 50,000 were executed.
Wow.
And then it said, another article said, it could have been anything from Christian politics, family feuds, or just beefs. Like,
right.
I don't like you.
So I think that what I recall is that how it ended was the mayor, I think it was the mayor, his wife got tried. And once that happened, he put the kibosh on it.
Oh.
It's like,
oh.
Don't you kill my wife.
Don't you kill my wife. My wife's too special.
But I find that really bizarre
my wife could never be a witch.
I find that really bizarre.
The governor.
Oh, the governor. Okay. So, but I find that really bizarre that you could have reports from 20 to 50,000.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2,000. I didn't see anything.
I got to check that out. Yeah,
fair enough.
It is, but.
But I mean, again, you can trust anything you read on the internet.
I mean, all,
this is obviously.
Not Wikipedia, though.
Yeah, absolutely Wikipedia. I mean, you can definitely trust anything on Wikipedia. But, you know, that's probably one of the most. I mean, the whole thing was bizarre, and especially why they were doing it. And then you bring in the fact that literally nobody can even attest to a close number. Like, if it was between 3,000 and 5,000, I could accept that. But between 20 and even 2,000, I don't accept that. And then 20 to 50,000, I mean, that's crazy to me that there's absolutely zero, you know, quote unquote truth out there to even get it close. Like, that's mind boggling to me.
It's too high.
Way too high.
Well, that's going to be somewhere between 20 and 50,000.
It's like doctors, you're like, oh, you're pre-diabetic. Well, you know, most of the United States is pre-diabetic. Right,
probably.
You know?
I mean, like, how many people died? How many people do you think died?
Yeah.
100. Yes. How many people do you think died?
Well, there's some good that came out of this. Massachusetts, but later in 1711, they would exonerate all these women.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they gave some compensation to the family members who survived.
Oh, really?
They did.
They didn't say how much, but...
Well, how many people did they give that to? Because, I mean, that should kind of tell you...
The last person that I saw that was, what'd you say, exonerated or whatever, was in 2022. 2022 was the last known...
So this person was still labeled a witch?
Until 2022. Yes.
Wow. So
she was convicted, hanged, and... hung and buried somewhere else, or
so when they exonerated the folks in 1700s, there was still people they did not exonerate.
Yeah.
So what were the qualifications?
Exactly. Like, that's literally where I was going next. Is so how did you get either exonerated? Like
we saw you float a little bit, so we gotta wait on you. We gotta wait a couple of thousand years for you. 100 years.
I have more questions like that. Like. That's crazy to me, because if they exonerated most people, did you say most?
Yeah. Right? Is it? I mean,
so it wasn't all. Like, so what were the qualifications to get exonerated? Like, literally getting stranger by the minute. I mean, honestly, like, I thought I knew something about this. I feel like I know nothing now.
Well, it says on this article, it says by 1711, Massachusetts had exonerated all of the accused and offering money. But then I'm going to tell you like this. It could be similar to what Mississippi did. All the states, you remember when the Civil War happened and all the states had to ratify back to the Union?
Yeah.
You know, Mississippi just did it like 10 years ago or something like that. And I was like, wait, what? They
really?
Yeah, they did it within the time I've been alive.
Well, why were they able to vote and everything if they weren't?
It doesn't. Some stuff just doesn't make sense. America is weird. Like, I tell people this, this is why I am the way I am. We talk about political sense, and I always look at things from the standpoint of, if we're looking at America in like a snow globe, and you actually look at her history for what it is, and you're fair and have no biases, you can be like, it is some strange stuff that happened in our history that has never been clarified.
I mean, now, I don't even understand anymore, because, like, literally, if that just happened 10 years ago, they weren't considered part of the Union. You know, I don't know if they still call it that, right? But, you know, I think all the states are still part of the Union, which would be the United States. So how are they receiving anything federally? How were they, you know, anything? Like
Back then they were a colony, wasn't they?
If 10 years ago they I'm just like,
let
how,
me look at, let me try
how
to
is
make
that
sure accurate too.
I don't know.
How are they able to receive anything? You know, I use the term very loosely, but the benefit of being part of the United States. I mean,
wait. So I got to find out what they did. So they did get reunion in 1870, but it was something they did recently that was like, it bizarred me. And I was like, how are they just now doing this? Okay, here we go. They officially abolished slavery in 1995. That's what I knew. It was something crazy. Like, wait, what?
Wow.
So officially about, like, the president been done with it in the 1800s.
I mean, was that something that was just left in the, like, oh God, I knew I forgot something.
We'll get around to it.
You know,
we'll get around to it.
It was something else they did recently too. And I was like, it didn't, it was like, that's just Mississippi. Like when I find it, when it comes back to me, I know somebody's probably going to say that to me. Because I remember talking to a friend about it, and we laughed so hard. Because we was like, if that's not Mississippi, that's Mississippi.
Well, I mean, if you look up some of the stupidest laws that are still in existence in states, it's
you mean
like
Georgia, you can't have ice cream in your back pocket?
Right. Sunday? I mean, like, just some of the stupidest stuff. I mean, literally, like, you know, you can't, you know, have your right hand in your pocket when you cross the street.
Yeah,
or I mean, just like
yeah.
There's so many weird, stupid things that are still in existence in every state.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when you really peel it back, you're like, what the hell? Like,
nuh-uh, Billy Bob, don't you put that back in the file.
I'll tell you what, Joe Biden would have been burned at the stake.
Oh. hold on.
He's like, I can't put my ice cream cone in my pocket.
Wait, hold on. Your boy DT, he'd have been assassinated by now. Willie Boone, who killed?
He's orange. He's got to be a witch.
Who killed Abraham Lincoln? That guy.
John Wilkes Booth. Yeah.
Booth. Look how accurate that was. And he got away. You know, I don't know how he got caught.
Because they didn't have flock cameras back then, Trey, to pick up the carriage ride.
But that's what I'm saying.
I think the last execution was in the 1800s.
Of a witch?
Yeah, in Denmark.
Wait, Denmark had a Salem witch. Well, it wouldn't be Denmark Salem witch.
Denmark, so I think that's where it originated from.
Denmark had a big.
Witch. Denmark had, witches, right?
They had a big witch trial over there.
Like
before.
Norway, yeah. Denmark, Ireland. Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense because that's what like the Celtic culture is it? Well, was ish.
Yeah.
Denmark, Europe ish area.
Yeah.
And so they had a Salem. Was it worse than ours?
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's where they burned people at the stake.
Yeah, they burned them over.
So theirs happened during the 16th and 17th century, guys.
Yeah.
And around 1,000 people, they have like a number. At least they have a number. And, oh man, they just, all forms of magic, and you had a public trial, and you would get killed pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most intense. Wow, I'd say it was more intense than ours. Oh, and yeah. Occurred regularly every 5 days.
Oh wow!
For like a year,
they would.
That had to be
some of them would be stoned to death. Some of them would be flogged to death.
Yeah, and I was reading something about where
they would burn them, and then I think the last one that they killed, they decapitated her and then burnt her body.
Oh my gosh!
What are you reading again? What did you? What? This is dark. This took a Halloween. See, and this is why people don't like celebrating Halloween. This goes dark. So they cut off her head and still burnt her body. She had to do some real magic. Like at some point
she confessed to doing it because they had six priests interrogating her. And she confessed
for hours
doing
probably
it.
Not feeding her.
She confessed to doing it so they would finally stop. And then she said, no, I didn't really do it. I was saying it so they would stop, but they didn't believe her. So at that point, they were like, okay, well, we're not going to burn you alive. We'll decapitate you and then burn you. So that it would be a quicker death.
Germany had the most witch hunting trials. Theirs lasted, this is about to blow your mind, from the 1561 to 1670.
Wow.
I know they don't have no numbers on how many people died on that. I just know that's not even conceivable. No one's keeping breath. Like
in
this
Germany,
is
the same place where they did the
hey, hey, hey,
the Nazis.
I knew you were about to go there. This had nothing to do with Hitler. This is just a culture. This is young Germany. She doesn't even know what she's doing yet. She doesn't know she's going to start world wars and have a ruthless leader. She doesn't know this yet.
Mass genocide.
They were just trying to stop witches.
Which, again, mass genocide.
Did anybody don't find it strange that it's targeted towards women?
Well, I mean, again, if you do some wonderful Googling, there were some men involved in it on some accounts, and then others, it was just women, and then I've seen some where it's children, too. So, again, where's the information?
Caitlin has a very good take on this.
About the kids?
No, about why it's targeted.
Yeah, you're a woman. Give it to us.
So, women are more connected to, it's easier for them to connect to that magic. Quotations, okay, because it goes into like, okay, so everybody knows about the menstrual cycle, okay.
Mm. So do we? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
what is that?
No. Okay,
this gotta be a witch,
right?
No man ever. But, all right, go ahead.
So that's why it's more difficult for men to acquire their magic,
okay,
because they're not.
And she's using air quotes, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when women have their menstrual cycle, it's like pain, right? So whenever you're like feeling the cramps or the pain, it's like you can transmute that into something else. So it's easier for us to access that because it's something we feel every month.
So by you saying that, are you saying that they really thought that they were witches and this wasn't an ulterior motive?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, from a feminine aspect, it's easier for us to connect to a more loving energy than it is for a man.
So do you feel like it was an ulterior motive, like the Salem witch trials or even the Denmark witch trials or whatever they call it?
I feel like maybe somebody did catch somebody doing magic and then it turned into a hysteria type thing. And then everybody was accused of having magic and being able to control other people in some kind of aspect.
It's turned into, well, I don't like that person.
I think that's what it was from the beginning, personally. One dude got rejected, got his feelings hurt,
and said, "Or you?" I give you a prime example why I think that. You ever been smitten by somebody?
Yeah.
Like, dang, I just got to have her. I don't know. She did something to me. No, she didn't. You were just burning with lust and desire, and now you're going to say that you're burned. You know, she cast a spell on you. No, you cast horny on yourself, and now you accuse her of being a witch.
Well, one of the reasons, too, that you said that it was women, too, was because men like to control women. That was one of their ways of keeping, I mean...
Right, women are supposed to be obedient.
Yeah.
They're supposed to listen to men. They're supposed
to... So you're saying in the 1600s, women was out here wilding? They would have hated the 70s.
Right, like it, oh, like if they were outspoken or didn't listen or something like that.
Susan B. Anthony? Gone.
Right. Like, anyone throwing...
She got a coin out of the deal.
She didn't get a steak. I'm telling you, in this time frame, she would have been gone.
Yeah. Rosa, you told me no.
Right, gone.
You're a witch.
You know how many women? If we take some of the women we see throughout history who change things in a 1692, they are
done.
Gone.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I lean more towards it was just a population control or just hey, there's too many women around. Let's start thinning the herd. I don't know. I mean, I don't really ever see it being, I think maybe Trey may be onto something, maybe it was the governor, he was having a little, extra relationship. Maybe he said the same thing to his wife. He's like, "Dad, she put a spell on me."
She bewitched.
And then it just blew up. I mean, who knows? I mean, then maybe after that, it's like, I can't believe I started this. And then his wife gets called on the carpet. He's like, done. Everybody's done. We're not doing this anymore.
Or they hear like I think in that time frame, you hear things from other countries. So you remember, because people are coming over on boats and they're saying this is happening.
Right.
And then, they're these women are out here and they're doing these things. And we believe that some of them escaped here. And all you got to do is light the match. And then, you put the idea in people's head.
Yep.
And then you get a love smitten dude who's, she put a spell on me. And that just creates her own narrative on itself, takes on her own life. And that's what I think, to the extent of this point of Halloween and what we're learning about the Salem witches trials, is people will believe anything if you can believe it in bulk.
Yeah.
And so, to me, it's like Halloween, if we're digging into it, the words, the meaning, it sounds like it's to keep evil spirits at bay. Now, other cultures, as far as like Mexico, what they may do or what they may do in Europe, it may be different. But for us Americans, it's based like this. This is how we should think about it. But to Dustin's point earlier, somebody took it and said, this is what it really is. And it just caught. And for whatever reason, nobody fact checked. No, nobody does research. Everybody, and then think about something that can catch right now with social media.
Yeah. One post can, change the whole game.
That's why it doesn't. That's why they gotta flag everything. It's like, we don't want, but like you said, but some stuff may be true. It just might not be true yet, as in the masses.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You were talking about zombies a minute ago.
Yeah.
Like, where did the zombies come from? Where did the idea of zombies come from?
That is a good question.
It came from some country. I don't want to know. I don't know if it was Africa or if it was. I don't know, but I think that happened where people were buried, and then really before they started 80. Doing embalming,
80.
The buried alive.
Where really before they started doing embalming, and then that person came back because they're like, "I'm not dead," and they crawled their way out, and they're like, "Oh my God."
Ever seen when they started putting people in boxes?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would exhume the boxes, they would see the scratch marks on there, and I can't remember, but I think that's where the whole thing of where they would leave people in the house. I think that's where that whole thing came from. When they would do the wake, that was part of the thing, was to see if they're going to come back to life, because they had started seeing all these scratch marks and stuff on the boxes, because we had talked earlier a little bit about, how they do wakes in people's houses and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, the whole reason and the whole reason that we do that is because they were trying to make sure that you were really dead before they put you in the ground.
Okay, so, of course, I got to look it up real quick to see. So it originated partially in Haiti. And this just goes back to show
what we just said. Stuff catches and it sticks, and then we just believe it. We don't even know why we believe it. So it started off in, you know, ancient Greek first civilization. They was terrified by the fear of dead, so they kind of had this of the undead. So they kind of had this talk of the fear of the undead. They didn't label it zombies, but it was more so like they just, you know, did certain things to the dead bodies to make sure they didn't get up, like they can't get up, right? Because they just feared that bodies could do this. And then it really took hold in Haiti and the West Africa slaves, when they was brought to this particular sugar plantation, that when they would, you know, get hung or whatever, they would bodies be and left in such, you know, brutal conditions, and that it scared the slaves, and they started thinking, well, maybe we can live in the afterlife because they would see the bodies hanging. Maybe this person will live better as a, you know, they will come back to life because it was so, the real life was so bad that the afterlife had to be better. So they thought about it in the zombie nature of it to say, this is the plight of the slave. So like life will be better in other places. So even though they're dead, their life is better as a dead person than it was as a slave. And it kind of stuck with zombie, and then it just from voodoo, from that religion-based voodoo, and just kind of morph into pop culture to what we see today.
And you know, with vampires, they you know, talk about Vlad, you know, Vlad Dracula.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a real person, by the way.
It was a real person, but I never understood why they associated him with being a vampire.
You don't know why?
No, I know why. The impaling and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's that have to do with him being a vampire and drinking blood? Did it say that he drank people's
fear. Blood. Fear.
Exactly. If you're really going to look at a person, though, and say, and associate them with being a vampire, why wouldn't you look at Madam, whatever her name is? She actually killed young women, drank their blood, and bathed in it so that she would stay young. She thought it helped her skin to stay young.
I mean, a lot of people today still feel that way.
But no.
Wait.
Oh, no, we can get to that later, Terry.
She was Christ. Found out. She was found out to be doing this, and
no one's drinking.
And she was killed. She was killed.
You're not going to mess with my reality, okay? Now I can't celebrate Halloween because now I'm thinking about drinking blood. I mean, I'm not drinking blood.
Oh no, this isn't a Halloween thing. This is a trying to stay. This is a trying to stay young thing.
You mean like borrowing plasma from people?
I mean, it's more of an adrenal thing, adrenal, really.
Yeah.
So.
Why are you smiling while saying this?
Pizzagate. We'll get into Pizzagate.
That's another story for another day.
That's probably a two or three shows.
I'm going to do some research on Pizzagate.
Please do.
On a VPN.
I don't know anything about it.
On a VPN, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's all I have for the Halloween in Salem, which I learned a lot. And I think a lot of folks, you know, do what you may with the holiday. It's called a celebration.
You did find out it's actually a holy holiday.
Yeah, and so if you know, I understand the Christian convictions of it, but, you know, I kind of stand with Jeremy on this. It was like, just do what your heart tells you. If you feel like it's a weird season. Like, I remember one year my mom was like, I want to go, you know, let y'all experience it. And I think that was the year that they found, like, somebody was poisoning candy apples or something like that. She was like, no, I don't think that's use your discernment.
Yeah.
If your neighborhood is, like, terrible individuals in it, or, you know, the neighbor who's weird, don't go to the house. You know what I mean? They never come to the HOA.
Your neighbor is like Richard Ramirez.
Right. You know, if your neighbor is standing outside with candy and smiling,
what's the dude that
big,
eats people? Jeffrey Dahmer. You don't go to his neighborhood, you know?
Yeah. You know who these people are. Okay. You know the people in your neighborhood you look at, and you wave, they kind of stare at you before they wave back. They're probably thinking about eating you. Just don't go to the house.
I mean, discernment is something to be used, you know, whether it's Halloween or not. So,
true.
Definitely use it on Halloween. It's a little bit more.
Definitely use it on Halloween, but I'm just saying, like, practice your discernment regardless of what day it is.
Think about Michael Myers movies. He walks around, he's murdering folks, but people just see him as a regular person because it's Halloween. I think I would see Michael Myers like, that guy's a little off. He's the only grown person with a full mask on with a knife. And he's bleeding.
And I don't know. He's always walking in slow-mo.
Right. And like
they're running and he's still.
Do you see people driving around with those masks hanging from their. Freaks me out a little bit. I'm like,
oh, I seen a car with a Chucky hanging out. I was like, people are really going into it. I love it. But I mean, I love it because my daughter was like, oh, the doll. I was like, hey, that's not the doll we like.
Yeah, right.
That doll actually hates us.
I'm going to buy Lucy an Annabelle doll.
Oh, don't, God, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why?
Oh,
why?
God.
It's
why
a would you, joke. I'm not going to
No, I don't. There's a little truth in that joke. That is the worst doll. That doll has supernatural demon strength. Had you not seen the movie?
Yes. Okay. No.
I've only seen the previews of it. I'm good.
It is a freaky good movie.
Hey, let me tell you.
I'm not good with dolls in general. Yeah. I don't get along with them at all.
No.
I went to a woman's house. She had a lot of those Annabelle-type dolls.
Oh my God. Did you get out of there?
No, I don't buy the stuff about me.
Oh my gosh.
No, I don't like it.
You know, like the little black really fingerings. Have you seen what's that movie? Tales of the Crypt? Have you seen Tales of the Crypt?
No.
Oh man. Awesome old 90s film. But on it, they have these black fingerings. We have a nickname for them. I'm not going to say them. I'll say them off off this thing. And in that, they come alive and they kill people. And so my mom used to collect them. And I always look at them like, boy, please don't come alive. But they don't, you know, in the movie, they don't kill black people. So sorry.
Well, that's good.
So, that's yeah, good. But it was a reason behind it.
I think at the end of the day, you know, one good takeaway from this is you don't just kill people. You know, I mean,
regardless of whatever your beliefs are, don't kill them.
Yeah. Well, I mean. You know,
good luck on that.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, that's the unfortunate part.
Just kind of, I mean, be a good human being.
And give out candy or offerings to the children.
I mean, I'm going to tell my kids, keep the candy, give me the money, you know?
That's what we can do. What if how about this? We use Halloween as a day to help the poor, to give food, to give an offering to the children of money, to help the college funds. Do you think people can get behind that?
What'd you just tell me?
What?
Good luck with that.
That kind of reminds me of Thanksgiving, though.
No one cares about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is pre-Christmas now. Like, they took Thanksgiving away.
Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. I love Thanksgiving. That's, you know.
Good
and,
food?
Huh?
Because of the good food?
You know, to be honest with you, it's actually different than that. You know, I'm a big Thanksgiving fan because I like getting together with family without the pressure of gifts. I love Christmas, but I cannot stand how commercialized it's gotten. And it just kind of bothers me because I love getting together with my family, you know, and just having like my whole family, you know, you'll see my house on Thanksgiving and or Christmas. I mean, we'll literally have 60 people here, you know, between
wow.
My aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody. I mean, we pile in here and, you know, I just love the family aspect. You know, of that without the commercialism,
yeah.
You know, and that's really why Thanksgiving's actually probably my favorite holiday is just because you get that time, you get to, you know, break bread with everybody and, you know, that's it. You know, we just enjoy it. You know, we just enjoy that time.
Well, don't ever lose that. Okay.
Hey,
keep that's... it going because in our family, we have a huge family. We used to get together all the time. And as our ancestors die, we separate.
Yeah.
I know that's
how we divide.
Together. We don't get together at all anymore.
No.
Like the family reunion that we used to have, it dwindled away to nothing.
So, I mean, yeah. Why don't y'all do it?
I was actually thinking about it.
I wanted to do it too. I wanted to actually go back to the one that we had when me and her were really little. We went to this place up in North Georgia called Panther Creek Park.
Hey, yeah. I'm a drown there.
Yeah.
I'm a drown there. Yeah, in Panther Creek. I swam in Panther Creek.
Oh, wow.
I'm a drown.
We had a big family reunion there when she was just really little, and I was probably like 4. And I mean, that's what I would love for us all to get back together and go back up there.
Yeah.
They need to arrange it, and whoever comes, and whoever don't.
I mean, right. That's the best thing I can say is just do it. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, for my family, as everybody's kind of gotten older, you know, like before we bought this house, I was looking at a smaller house, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, we could have like 7 acres and, you know, have, you know, this 2,000 square foot house. And my wife's like, where's your family going to go? You know, like, you know, because we do, you know, we'll do summer parties, all the whole thing. You know, right. She's like, well, where's your family going to go? Because we had a bigger house before we bought this one. And then,
you mean you had a bigger house than this?
Man? No. Like that house was like, I don't know, 3,500 feet, you know, it was open enough for everybody to be able to be comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at a smaller house,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she's like, well, where's all your family going to go? And I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. So that's why we ended up with this house, which, you know, has about the same
Mega
space.
Mansion.
Yeah. Come on now. But, you know, that was why we ended up here, was just, literally just because of that, was because, you know, she made me feel like, eh, you're right. You know, I mean, how are we going to be able to, you know, because all of my aunts and uncles have downsized and everything.
Right.
So,
right.
So yeah, it was just kind of like, well, I guess we'll just take the torch. I don't know. So
y'all are better than me.
So. We're talking about holidays. Did you see the video I sent you guys about Christmas?
Mm-mm.
Like about how Santa Claus came to be, and
Coca-Cola
incorporated colors and all that in it.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was pretty
interesting. That's definitely commercialized. We like just like Valentine's Day, just like it's stuff that just don't make any sense.
Santa Claus was based off of a criminal. I mean, that was funny too.
That is hilarious.
Based off of a saint that was actually
a crook.
A crook.
And, yeah. It turns out the Grinch is more real than we thought.
Yeah.
I like the Grinch.
And if you haven't seen the video, please go check her Facebook page out.
Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, as we kind of wind down the year here, you know, I think we ought to do an episode on the why everything Christianity is based on a paganist.
On a what?
Paganism.
Okay, I'll give you the quick answer. Before you get to know Jesus, what are you? Pagan, Gentile, whatever you want to call us. And then you don't take those customs and throw them away. You just Christianize them.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I always find it interesting how many atheists celebrate Christmas and all the, you know, like.
Do the same thing we do, too. Except go to church. They give gifts. They don't. They probably don't pray. For, like, most Christians don't even pray before they open the gifts. We're not as grateful. I can think growing up many times when I'm going to Christmas, like, I didn't want this, Mom. And you know I didn't want this. God forgive me, but I'm not wearing this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I just think that, you know. When you look like to your point, it's just that.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
But we can dive deeper into all the holidays.
Oh, we definitely need to dive deeper into it. Like even the meaning behind Christmas trees, the meaning behind, you know, kind of like we did with pumpkins and everything here.
That would be fun.
St. Patrick's Day.
what if we find
out? We're not a St. Patrick's Day yet, okay?
What if we find out that Halloween is more
holy
Christian than.
That's what I'm starting to think.
Oh my gosh. Christmas isn't Jesus. Is
after listening to the beginning.
They're
going to
take us off the air.
You know?
Like, that's the straw.
Am I right? Christmas. That's not really Jesus' birthday.
No.
He's
born
in
spring.
Yeah, he's just born in spring.
I want to say it was like March or something.
Yeah,
is what
March,
they,
April.
Yeah, March or April. It's actually more Easter, honestly.
But yeah, Easter is really where he may have been born.
Right.
Based on the drag, like the stars and the stuff they say.
But
yeah, I mean, that's another thing to dive into. Why December 25th? You know, I mean, it's just, you know, why? Exactly. And that goes, and
we can dive
Trey
into.
Has given
what
me the
Mayan calendar.
Trey's given me the money sign.
The Jerry Maguire, man.
Yeah. He's given me the money sign, which goes back to why I like Thanksgiving. Because, I mean, it's just, it's not commercialized.
I mean, the turkey. So,
I mean, besides the turkey. Yeah, turkey.
You might like that new Firehouse sub that came out with them. Thanksgiving
sub. You got it, bro? Yeah.
Turkey and stuffing and cranberries. Huh?
Yeah.
And sandwich. Sounds like Ross's sandwich for friends.
In Firehouse, if you ever listen to it, we love a sponsorship. I eat a sub on
the show. Hey, we're open to sponsors. If we got some business people on here that want to sponsor, we'll take some sponsorship.
Or Monster Energy to sponsor us. I mean,
we'll, that's bad.
We'll throw.
Oh, lost one question.
Oh, no.
Look, whether it's bad for your body or not, your money still spends. So.
Like, that's what you would not accept.
Christmas is coming. We got kids to buy gifts for, you know?
I'm just a guest here.
You did not reflect the views of the show.
Well, happy Halloween from the No Name Podcast. If that is politically incorrect for the Christian community, sorry, as Trey said, but, you know, whatever. Do what's in your heart at the end of the day. Do your own research. I mean, you know, and if you feel like it's okay, it's okay. If you don't feel like it's okay, then you probably shouldn't do it. So that's my message. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I got. See you guys. Remember, truth's out there. Read between the lines.